8 days left to campaign. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The midterm elections are a week from tomorrow. Now, even before the ballots are counted, some Americans and a few of the candidates are expressing doubts about whether the results will be legitimate. The members of Congress leading their party's House election efforts say not to worry.
Minnesota Republican Tom Emmer says he expects 2022 to be a different year at the polling places because COVID was a factor 2 years ago.
They were adjusting election laws on the fly. I think a lot of that has been resolved.
His counterpart, New York Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney, says he also foresees competitive races next week.
And in a close election, you might have a recount, you might have other examination of absentee ballots. That's all run-of-the-mill stuff.
Both men on CBS Face the Nation. They agree there is no place for violence against candidates or their families in any election. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visited her husband Paul in the hospital. He's recovering from a hammer attack at their home in San Francisco Friday. The new majority owner of Twitter, Elon Musk, posted then deleted a conspiracy theory based on someone's opinion that the attacker was a male prostitute. San Francisco police in response say no, it was a break-in. Two Americans are reported to be among more than 150 people killed in the Halloween celebration crowd crush in Seoul, South Korea Saturday. Stephen Blessy from Georgia was a Kennesaw State University junior. The other was a nursing student at the University of Kentucky.
The school posted on social media saying the community is grieving the tragic loss of student Ann Gieske, who is studying abroad in Seoul. Her family says they are completely devastated and heartbroken, and Ann was a bright light loved by all.
WDRB Fox Louisville's Christy Batista. Brazil's left-wing former president Lula is elected president again, beating right-wing incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. He has not conceded. Lula was Brazil's president from 2003 to 2010. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Keeping kids and grown-ups healthy and safe on this spookiest of holidays.
This is House Call for Health. Happy Halloween. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has some tips for staying COVID safe today. First off, they say if you're sick, stay home and skip any parties you might be invited to. If you do have any indoor activities that could be crowded, they suggest wearing a mask, and a Halloween mask doesn't count. If you're planning to host a ghoulish party this year, the CDC suggests reviewing options for improving ventilation in your home to help reduce the spread of virus particles. Keep your hands clean, bring some hand sanitizer. And lastly, the CDC reminds everyone to get vaccines or updated booster shots. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Another painting's vandalized, this one by Henri Deluce-Lautrec, doused with fake blood at a museum in Berlin, Germany. It was behind glass, though. Berlin's museum authority says the vandal also glued their hand to the wall next to the painting before being taken into custody. No word yet on a motive or any connection to recent art vandalism by climate activists. The World Series shifts from Houston to Philadelphia tonight for Game 3.
We saw the best of the Phillies and the Astros in the first two games of the World Series. Philadelphia showing the relentless, never-quit offense that got them here in Game 1, erasing a 5-0 lead to win 6-5 in 10 innings. Houston dominating Game 2 from the first pitch to even the series 5-2. Tonight, Noah Syndergaard gets the start for the Phils. He didn't make a start in the NLCS, making one scoreless relief appearance. But Ranger Suarez, who was expected to get the start, was used in relief in Game 1. Manager Rob Thompson deciding to give him an extra day's rest. Houston counters with Lance McCullers Jr., who has been here before, making his 12th career postseason start and his 19th appearance. First pitch, 8:03 Eastern on Fox. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Jackpot for tonight's Powerball lottery is up to $1 billion. And I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.